This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The alternatives being discussed in the wake of the court's order for Texas on the voting ID problem is that they should expand the range of acceptable IDs, they should exempt the poor from IDs, and they should use mailed voter registration cards as acceptable ID. 2 million member Lutheran Missouri Synod is getting ready to go to court again to allow women, this time to resist the military draft. 40% of women are their family's primary breadwinners, and nearly 80% of Americans agree that women should not return to traditional roles in society. A third still say it's best for small children if mom doesn't work at all. According to the Justice Department's Executive Order for Immigration Review, 500,051 immigration cases are pending. The backlog has grown by more than 200,000 cases since 2011. Newly arrived immigrants facing deportation are supposed to be a priority, but the backlog means they could wait years before a judge decides their cases. Hillary Clinton has named Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia as her nominee for vice president from the Democratic Party. The Pentagon has revised the war manual, giving more protection for reporters, but not necessarily civilians. David Duke, former leader of the Ku Klux Klan and a former state representative from Louisiana, has announced that he's running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican from that state. The Black Youth Project 100, a national coalition, helped stage occupations of police unions and departments in cities from New York to Washington to Oakland to raise awareness of what they say is the complicity of police unions in helping officers get away with violence. Justice Department filed a billion-dollar fraud case against the owner of a network of Florida nursing facilities. Courts are calling into question the ability of border control agents to demand to search cell phone contents. Homeland Security policy allows it with or without individualized suspicion. But the Supreme Court in other cases has said a warrant is needed. 10 are dead around a Munich, Germany shopping mall in the latest instance of violence and possibly terror in Europe. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.